Welcome to Daily Meds, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan. Daily Meds are a prescription for spiritual health and wellness, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
In the sixth chapter of Paul's letter to the Romans, he writes, "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." We've come to believe that free gifts tend to come with strings attached. You get a free gift for opening a checking account at a local bank. You get a free gift when you enter a stadium on opening day. You get a few extra knives for free when you make that late night infomercial purchase. But we know these offers are not free. I mean, everything costs something. Bank fees and ticket prices and the cost of the first dozen knives are the actual price of the gift. So when we read Paul's announcement of the free gift of grace and eternal life, we assume there must be a transaction to be made. What's the catch? Do we have to be good enough to earn the gift or believe the right theology to deserve the gift or make a correct profession of faith in order to receive that gift? You know, if you have to do something for a gift, then it's not really free. So eternal life is either free or it's earned somehow. Paul insisted that the price of eternity had already been paid by Jesus. Therefore, all we can do is accept the gift and live the rest of our lives with gratitude for all that we've received. Let's pray. Lord God, gifts can make us feel really uncomfortable, particularly if we feel we don't deserve them. We'd feel much better if you just allowed us to earn our way forward in life. Even if we failed to please you, at least we would be in charge of our own destiny. See, Lord God, your grace has a way of highlighting our limitations. If we can't earn your love, what good are we? However, we realize that might just be the point of your free gift to us. It reminds us that we're not in control. We are not in charge, and we're not the independent creatures we like to think we are or we strive to be. We must rely on you. We may not always be comfortable with that reality, Lord God, but we're grateful for the grace all the same. In your name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you and have a wonderful day.